So today's this week's parsha is Bahar B'Chukosai. We're going to talk about Bahar, the essence of Shemitah versus the essence of Yovel. I'm going to provide two different perspectives on key differences between Shemitah and Yovel, which I'm sure some of us can guess. Let's just read the psukim themselves, okay? So we begin the beginning of Parshas Bahar. The Torah tells us, "Vayidaber Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai le'mor." Hashem speaks to Moshe at Har Sinai. "Da'abero b'nei Yisrael v'amarta alehem ki sivola aretz she'ani nosein lachem v'shafso haaretz Shabbos la'Hashem." So there should be a Shabbos. When you come to land, "Sheishanim tizra sadecha v'sheishanim tizmor karmecha v'yasavtas tvosas." 6 years you should plant and you should prune and gather your grain. "U'bashana hashvi'is Shabbos Shabboson yela aretz." On the seventh year, it's a Shabbos for God. Shabbos Lashem. No planting, no pruning. Again, it mentions the Shabbos. You can't use the aftergrowth. I'm not focusing on such of the details. Okay, so every 7 years it should be a Shabbos. Every 7 years you don't work on the field. So that's the essence of Shemitah according to Parshas Bahar. And then in Pasuk Ches, the Torah says, "V'safarta lecha," you should count for yourself. "Sheva shabso shanim, sheva shanim, sheva pavim." Seven cycles of seven Shabboses, or there are seven Shemitahs, basically. "V'ayu lecha yimei sheva shabso shashanim teisha v'arim shana," so a total of 49 years. "V'avarta shofar tru b'chol ha'shvi v'asor l'choros b'yom v'kipurim taviru shofar b'chol ha'tzachem." And then you should sound the shofar on Yom Kippur, this 10th day of the 7th month of the next year, the 50th year. "V'kidashtev es shnas ha'chameshim shana." And you should sanctify the 50th year. "Ukrasem dror ba'aretz l'chol yosheveha." And you should call it dror is a jubilee year in the land for all its inhabitants. "Yovel hi tiyalachem." It's a, or dror might be freedom. "Yovel hi tiyalachem." It's a yovel, jubilee year. "Vishavtem ishal achuzaso ve'el ishal mishpachto teshuva." Each person should return to his inheritance and to his family. Okay, and then "Yovel hi shnasa hamishim shana tiyalachem lo tzidu v'lo tzidu tzvichacha v'lo siv tzuruas nzirah." So it seems from Pasuk Yud Aleph that Yovel has the same agricultural rules as Shemitah. What additional rules do we find in Yovel that we don't have in Shemitah, based on the Pesukim here? What are the additional rules that we just mentioned?
Well, the land reverts back to the person who had the root.
Okay, so v'shavtem, so pasuk yud, v'shavtem ish elachuzaso, so the land reverts to its original owner. What else? Okay, wait one second. So I heard someone say you're going to blow the shofar, right? That there's a difference between Shemitah and Yovel, that Shemitah happens by itself. It's sort of like Shabbos happens by itself to some extent. It becomes Shabbos whether you do anything. And Shemitah, Yovel, the Torah says v'kidashim. The truth is there is a mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos, but Shemitah happens by itself. It seems that you have to do something to create Yovel. Okay, you have to sound the shofar to sanctify the whole year. Someone else, I think Herbie, you said something. I didn't hear you.
Giving people the freedom.
Right. Ukrasem dror ba'aretz l'chol yosheveha. You have to proclaim freedom, right? So, well, that freedom. In other words, I guess that seems to be that slaves go free. Could be freedom from debt, right? Could be right. Shemitah, there's also freedom from debt. That doesn't seem like it's.
Everything goes back, so now you're resetting.
Yeah, you're resetting. Okay. In other words, it could be that across some drawer, there's this big freedom. And it reflects itself in two different things. V'shavtem ishal achuzaso. Each person returns to his achuza. And ishal mishpachto. And each person returns to his family. I think there's another difference also, not maybe on the Yovel, but leading up to the Yovel. In Pasuk Ches, so you have to count. The Beis Din has to count. V'Safarta Lecha Sheva Shabsol Shanim Sheva Panim. There's a mitzvah to count to Yovel. There doesn't seem to be this kind of mitzvah of Sfira when it comes to Shemitah. Okay? So we have these differences.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is there some difference there too in Pesach Beis that it says about Shemitah? It says v'shabzaz Shabbos laHashem.
Right.
And while Yovel is Kodesh Lachem.
Yeah. So I think there is. Yes. So I think that's correct. I probably. You elaborated on a point that I made, but I probably should have said that. I think your point bolsters this the point that I made, that the Yovel, it's Vikidashtim, that man is more active, and Shemitah, it happens by itself. It's a Shabbos Lashem. It's without us involved. It's just Shabbos for God. It happens as opposed to Vikidashtim. And that we're, you know, our involvement. So that could be perhaps a distinction. So let's try to understand. What we're going to do is we're going to, let's first read briefly Rashi. So Rashi just points out on Rashi Pasuk Yud v'kidashtem. So it's what we said. Bichni sasa mekachim osa bebeisin v'omer mekudesh ashara. So there's a halacha that Beisin has to sanctify it. What do krasim deror, freedom, lavadim, the slaves. Bein nirtza, bein shlo kololo, shei shanim, mishanim kar. Doesn't make a difference if they're an Eved Ivri, Hebrew slaves, that 6 years have passed or 6 years haven't passed, right? Because after 6 years, all Eved Ivris go free unless they want to stay, in which case you pierce their ear. But all slaves go free during Yovel. And then it says Yovel he. Shana Zos Muvdelas Mishar Shanim Binikivas Shemla Levado. So it's this year is different than all other years, has its own name. Umashma Yovel Shma. Al Shem Tkiya Shofar. So the word it's called Yovel. The word Yovel is connected with Tkiya Shofar. Where do we find that the shofar was called Yovel?
By Yovel in Har Sinai.
By Har Sinai, very good, right. So again, if you want to, we're gonna try to develop this idea. If you want, again, try to, you know, use the language to say that, you know, what's the essence of Yovel? So if indeed, so maybe there's some connection between that and Matan Torah. And then Vishavtem Isha Lachuzaso, the fields return to their owners. And then Vish El Mishpachto Tashuvu. So it's interesting, the drawer is freedom, shatim ishal chuzaso, the fields return to its owners, and ishal mishpachto tashuvu, so that's referring to the slaves. So
I think the meaning of the shofar, every Yom Kippur, at the end, is from here.
Yeah.
There's also a connection to Yom Kippur with the Shabbat Shabbaton, because Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur.
Ah, so you said Shnat Shabbaton, so that is, you're saying that Yovel is like Yom Kippur. Ah, you're saying that, I hadn't thought about that. Not sure what to do with that. Wait, let's see. Where you're looking at? You're looking at what? Pasuk Dalet? Or you look at Yovel? Or are you looking at?
Both are called Shabbat Shabbaton.
Right. So wait, is Yovel called? Right. I'm saying Yom Kippur is called Shabbat Shabbaton. Right. But Yom Kippur is called Shabbat Shabbaton, but the here, Shemitah is called Shabbat Shabbaton. We blow shofar and Yovel on Yom Kippur. I haven't thought about that. I don't know. There's probably something to it, but I haven't thought about how that all plays in. But that's interesting. I mean, it's a Shabbat Shabbaton means that it's like it's very significant. Obviously, it's like a complete rest. So it's obviously very significant. But I have to think about that a little bit. So I want to sort of go through these differences, and we're going to see different approaches. And we're going to learn today two different approaches to appreciate the difference between Yovel and Shemitah based on these halachic differences. We'll do the Abar Bedel first, and then we'll do Rav Hirsch. Abar Bedel says the following. Haderech ha'achad shehu kefi pshutei ha-Torah v'inyano. So I'm going to tell you according to the simple reading of the Torah. Ki hinei shnei chasadim gdolim asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did two acts of kindness in his world. He performed two acts of kindness in the world. What were they? So act of kindness number one was HaChidush HaKolo Brias HaAvim Shenasa L'chol Davar Tivo. The first thing that he did was he gave us the world and the creation. Okay? Evabeis hu atoras elokit shenasan lamok de lashlimam bishlemut hanafshi. And the second is the divine Torah he gave to his people so they can perfect themselves. In other words, he created the world and he gave us a blueprint so that we can live meaningful lives. So we have these two different great gifts of God, right? Creation and the Torah. And Hashem commanded that when we work the land, so that we will have the two things, two halachic institutions will help us remember and be hinted to this. Va'echad hu ha-shmita. So the first halacha institution that reminds us of one gift of God is Shemitah. Shetirmos lebria hakolela sheshesh yamim asa Hashem eshvay v'saretz uviyom ha-shvi'i Shabbos. Right? So Shemitah reminds us of Shabbos and that Hashem created the world for 6 days and he didn't create on the seventh day. And v'liyos ha-shmitah Torah Shabbos Bereishis. So Shemitah connects us to Shabbos Bereishis because Shabbos Bereishis nikris b'shem Shabbos be'erech ha-aretz. So this is Shabbos for the land. Ki kamo shehaya yom haShabbos be'erech Yisrael moral zeh b'mei haShavua. So just like Shabbos teaches us about creation, you know, every 7 days, kein tia shmita be'erech haaretz v'avodasa b'shanim moral Shabbos Bereishis. So every 7 days, we think about the fact that Hashem created the world, but in our professional lives, in those days they were all farmers, on our professional lives, every seventh year, that's another reinforcement of this great gift by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeu amru Shabbos Shabbason Shabbos L'Hashem. That's why it says Shabbos Shabbason is a Shabbos L'Hashem. It's called Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos, right? Shemitah says Shabbos so many times. V'nikra gabkeit Shabbos Ha'aretz L'visha Torah B'shvis Ha'aretz HaShvis Al Hayom HaZayin Shabbamasa Bereishis. Because this is all about the seventh day of the creation. Kibo Shabbos Hashem Mikom Lachto Lachain Bo Bishmita Shiva Lashon Shal Shmita. If you look in the beginning of Parsh Bahar, it says the word Shabbos in one form or another, Shabbason one form or another, seven times. There are Mos Lezayin Shmita Shahoy B'Yovelecha to hint to the seven Shmitas that were in one Yovel cycle. Avo B'Yovel Lo Nemar Bo Loshon Shabbos Lefi Shein Tam Aliskar Chidash Haolam Bishmita Aliskar Matan Torah. So Barbanel now is telling us, he's saying that Shemitah reminds us of Shabbos. That's why it says Shabbos, 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 Shabbos. Seven times. He says Shabbos so many times because Shemitah reminds us about refraining from work on the seventh year, reminding us of creation of the world, similar to what Shabbos does. But it doesn't say Shabbos by Yovel, even though we don't do work on the land. We also engage in a Shabbaton on the land, on the Yovel year, just like we do during the Shemitah year, but it's not called the Shabbos because the goal of Yovel is to remember the gift of the Torah. Because when was the Torah given 50 after Yitzias Mitzrayim? V'tziva she'yisbru yomim memtes. And he's commanding, and what we do, we're, right now we're counting Sefiras Omer, 49 days. Kamro shiva shavuos tispar lach v'yom anun mikra kodesh. So just like we count 49 days from Pesach to Shavuos, Kain Siva, she yisperu, Sheva Shabbosol Shanim, Shehei Memtes Shanim, Uvishnas HaChamishim Yovel. So too we should count seven cycles, which are 49 years, and the 50th year is Yovel. Uchvish Matan Torah Hayav Shofar, just like Matan Torah was with a shofar, Kabo Shabar V'kola Shofar Chazak Ba'od, Vahi Kol Shofar Holech V'chozik Ba'od, Kain Siva B'Yovel Shiyitku B'Shofar. So what happened in Matan Torah? They blew a shofar. So Yovel, what do? we blow a shofar. Rotzalobar shishlucha beisin yaviru v'yaviru kol shofar. So the beisin, so they sound the shofar. Sheshara hi shnasa yovel kodesh Hashem, that they announce that this is holy for God. Velotzi v'kein b'shmita. Hashem didn't command to blow shofar by shmita. Ki ein ha-shofar mityaches lebriya harishoda. Because the shofar does not relate at all to the first creation. There was no shofar sound when creation took place. In Parshas Yisro, Hashem tells Moshe that Klal Yisrael have to sanctify themselves, Yiskadshu, Vikidashtev Yom Machar, that they should sanctify themselves, perhaps separating from their spouses. So, Lekacha Rabbi Yovel, Vikidashtev Eshnas Hashim Shana, you have to sanctify the 50th year. Kodeshi, Kodesh Yelachem. The key word when it comes to Shemitah is Shabbos, to remind us of Shabbos. And the key word when it comes to Yovel is Kodesh, to remind us of our requirement to be Kodesh as we were by Mamad Har Sinai. Hinei Yisbar Lama Nemar Lashon Shabbos B'Shemitah V'lo B'Yovel. That's why it's explained why it says Shabbos by Shemitah, not Yovel. V'lama Yabbi Yovel Tkiya Shofar. Why was there in Yovel, why was there Tkiya Shofar? Well, isn't Rashi correct that Yovel is called because of the shofar? So why does it say Yovel and not shofars? In other words, if indeed Rashi's right, he says when it says that it's called Yovel he, that the word Yovel means Tkiya shofar, so why didn't the Torah say the word shofar, not Yovel? Since there are two words that can mean the ram's horn, to be shofar or yovel. So why here by yovel, why here by this institution of yovel, does the Torah say the lashon of yovel, not shofar? Because it's trying to hint to that this is related to Matan Torah. And so the v'lama nemar b'yovel lashon kodesh, why does it say lashon kodesh? B'yuchas l'Yisrael, so l'fi shenemar, but kedusha Matan Torah, it says kedusha Matan Torah. It does say that Shabbos was Kadosh, but it's Shabbos was Kadosh, the day itself was holy. But it doesn't say that Klal Yisrael were holy on Shabbos. Right? It says by Matan Torah that we sanctified ourselves. Right? And also I would add, then what happened when we would accept the Torah? We'd become a mamlechas kohanim, a kingdom of priests, v'goy kadosh. So we became holy. So it's very beautiful how the Abravanel connects Shemitah versus Yovel. Shemitah, there are two great gifts that God gave us. He created the world, mankind, and he created the Torah. And therefore the institution of, so in our professional lives, right, we create Shemitah, we have the mitzvah of Shemitah to remind us of Shabbos. And that's why it says Shabbos so many times. And we have Yovel, which reminds us of Matan Torah, the word Vikidashtem, the word Yovel. Okay, so that's the Abravanel.
Also, the Shaper fits into this. And Shofar, the Shaper, by Sefer, Chipul, by Sefer.
To improve yourself.
Yes, the Shofar, the Shaper.
To improve yourself. Oh, okay, good. Okay, yes. So is that Aramaic or is that Hebrew?
Or is it Shapir?
Yeah, it's Hebrew also, right? Shapir Dami.
Or Shifa.
Right,
same
right.
Same word.
Okay. It's also Aramaic. So the one thing though, I don't want to say flaw, or the one drawback about the Abravanel's position is he's saying that Shemitah reminds us of creation. And there's a lot of connection to creation. But what's interesting is that does Shemitah apply everywhere? So Shemitah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So what's interesting, again, it might be a little bit of a weakness in the Abravanel's position, in that if Shemitah is supposed to remind you about Shabbos, so why should it only apply in Eretz Yisrael? So you could argue it only applies when we're in our national homelands. You can say that, but
there's a certain holiness in Eretz Yisrael.
I agree with you, but if the goal, like for example, Herbie, right? So we celebrate Shabbos to remind ourselves of creation. We celebrate Shabbos whether or not we're living in Eretz Yisrael, right? As we celebrate Shabbos, we're living in Eretz Yisrael, whether we live in Oceanside. So we're always celebrating Shabbos to remind ourselves of creation. And yet, when it comes to Shemitah, so there we're not celebrating it everywhere. If the goal is to remind us of creation, then maybe we should celebrate it everywhere. I'm just saying, like,
as we want the creation, because we go back to, you know, the first Rashi here, the whole concept that it's all Hashem to begin with, it's not ours. So that would be similar to creation, because that was the state of creation.
Right. No, I agree with you, but my point is, why shouldn't the laws of Shemitah apply everywhere? If the goal is to, yeah.
The other land doesn't have to do it.
The Torah doesn't speak about it, only Eretz Yisrael.
I understand. No, I understand. So you could say ideally it should be there. So there's another approach. Okay. There's another approach to understand.
But the pasuk itself says, Kisavo el aretz.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I think the Torah clearly says that Shemitah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. All I'm saying is if the goal is to remind us of creation, then just like celebrating Shabbos, which reminds us of creation, applies wherever we are in the world, and not only in Eretz Yisrael, so you might have argued that then maybe the Shemitah, if that's really the reason, it should apply wherever you are as well. I'm just pointing out, that's why Rav Hirsch, I think, has a different take on this, and I think it's based on this Midrash Haggadah, where he says, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and he gave them a beautiful land. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu zeru sheis v'shmitu shviz. Shem said, plant for 6 years and don't plant in the seventh year. Why? Kadesh teidu sha'aret shali. So you should know the land belongs to me. V'anin esati alochem morasha. And I gave it to you as an inheritance. Shenema kisavol aret sha'anin osei lochem. As the pasuk says, when you come to land which I gave you. In other words, you could argue that maybe the purpose of Shemitah, specifically only being in Eretz Yisrael, is maybe teaching us that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of Eretz Yisrael, our homeland. I'm just saying, to be more precise, that's what Rav Hirsch is going to say, and maybe the reason is because he might think that it fits better with the idea that Shemitah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Now, does Shemitah teach you about Hashem is the master of the world, or specifically about Eretz Yisrael? So Bravo now says that Hashem is master of the world. Rav Hirsch, let's read Rav Hirsch. He says, Zman zeh nimshach sheva tkufo shabbos hu gam tkufa retzufa shel teshev arim shana. So this time, what? Hello? Okay. This time that continues for 7 units, so of Shabbos, right? 7 Shabboses, seven Shemitah cycles. So this is a continuation of 49 years. Uchein zeh matzorit gam Sfiras Omer, and we find this also with Sfiras Omer. Afi kolel shtei Sfiros. So Sfiras Omer also has 2 different countings. Sfira shel sheva Shabbosos is a counting of 7 weeks. Sfira shel tishim arbim shana yom ad yom chamishim. So you have 7 weeks and 49 days. Sfiras HaOmer, he's Sfiras HaYachid. Sfiras HaOmer is the counting of the individual. The Ilu, Sfiras Shemitah V'Yovel, he's Sfirat HaUma. Counting Shemitah and Yovel is the counting of the nation. V'zeh Mashma'ut Sfirat HaOmer Shel Yachid. And this is the meaning of the Sfirat HaOmer of the individuals, of the individual. V'sheva Shavasos Hu Nichna L'Hashem, that on the during 7 Shabboses, we humble ourselves in front of God and we crown Him as our Creator and our King. Va'al yisod zehu choter sheva pe'amim likras cherus musarit. And through this, you dig in, or you develop, I guess, seven times to you develop, you work 7 times to reach internal freedom, or moral freedom. Vayedei kach yehei ro'oi lekabalas haTorah. So through seven Shemitah cycles, where you recognize that Hashem is perhaps the master of, as his king, and the master of Eretz Yisrael. So then, for
speaking about that's just
honor. Right. So I'm sorry. So for the 49 days, you try to achieve this. 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, you try to achieve this kind of internal moral freedom, and then you can receive the Torah. So in other words, on a private level, for seven cycles of Shabbos, we recognize Hashem as the creator of the world, and this leads to true freedom of accepting the Torah. What's the connection between true freedom and accepting the Torah? Why would you say that true freedom is accepting the Torah? There's a famous line, "Ein lecha ben chorim ela misha osik batorah." So true freedom is where we're free to be who we ought to be. That's positive freedom. So basically, on a private level, there are seven cycles of Shabbos when we recognize that Hashem is the creator of the world. And that leads, once we build in this emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world, and so we buy into that, seven cycles of that, and now we're ready to accept his Torah. Okay? So that is on a private level.
It's also Al-Tikach
Harut. Right, Al-Kherut, yes. Right, yeah, that's the mission in Pirkei Avot. So it's Ein Lecha Ben Chorim, Shosik Batorah. Yes, connect to that. And there's Shabbos is the recognition of Hashem as creator of the world, so you don't work on the seventh day. So once you go through seven cycles of that, then what? Then you're ready to really accept the Torah. Because sometimes, you know, I'm not going to accept all these laws if I don't really truly have emunah on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you work on your emunah for seven Shabboses, now you're ready to accept the Torah. But what is the counting of Shemitah and Yovel of the nation? A little bit different. B'sheva shanos Shabbos hi nichnas l'Hashem she'ad masa ha'lu'umit k'nu yolo. So on a public level, for seven cycles of Shemitahs, we recognize Hashem as the master of Eretz Yisrael. V'yisod ze hi choteret sheva panim likrat chirut medinit pnimit. So this leads to internal political freedom. Chirut medinit pnimit. Vayidei kach tehe ra'uya litchiyat hayovel shel medina. And then this could lead to real political freedom, freedom from all slaves, and once again, the ability to once again own property in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, what Rav Hirsch is saying is the following. Shabbos is recognized as Hashem's creator of the world. And once you build that in, you go through seven of those, after Pesach, you build that in, you build your emunah, and then you're ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. You're ready to go on to the next level, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, now you're ready to go next level, you buy into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you buy into his blueprint for how you lead a meaningful life. Now, Shabbos is a model for Shemitah, but Shemitah is on a national level. Shemitah is recognizing that at the end of the day, I'm living in this country called Eretz Yisrael, and you know what? This country called Eretz Yisrael, it's not mine. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I really internalize that it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I understand that I have to do a reset every 50 years. In other words, if I go through seven cycles where I recognize that, you know, everything that I earned, right, the whole land really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's really true, then every 50 years I do a reset and I free slaves and I return the land that I might have purchased. So that's how Rav Hirsch explains this. In other words, the message, so whereas Abarbanel says that we have two different gifts. We have the gift of the creation of the world and we have the gift of Matan Torah. And Shemitah teaches you creation of the world. and Yovel teach you Matan Torah, similar language. Rav Hirsch takes it, I think, a little more nuanced. And what he's saying is, on a personal level, once we internalize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is our creator, it leads to a greater commitment in Torah. You can't just study Torah for intellectual pursuit. You have to believe, you have to have that true emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that leads to greater commitment in Torah. On a communal level, internalizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, as the master of Eretz Yisrael, leads us to greater sensitivity to equality, dignity, and the material welfare of others, such that we are ready to do what? To have a Yovel. Believing that, you know, one is believing Hashem created the world, you know, in the abstract. We're so thankful to you that Hashem, you created this whole world. So you created the world. You know what's best for the world. And therefore, I'm going to follow your Torah. The Shemitah and Yovel is a little bit different, because that's about basically recognizing that the possessions that I have really belongs to Hashem. And if I really believe that, then I'm going to try to sensitize myself to greater dignity, equality, and the material welfare of others that is epitomized by Yovel. Okay? So that is...